Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in theaters or streaming. Contemporary political divisions and paranoia add an uneasy edge to filmmaker Alex Garland's chilling, speculative nightmare, Civil War. It attempts to show what an American Civil War might look like in modern times.
It's a cautionary tale. Kirsten Dunst plays a reporter roaming the country to get the news as it happens and get to Washington, D.C. to interview the president.
Dunst is solid as this photojournalist who races with colleagues to get to Washington, D.C. before rebel forces attack the White House. And Kansas City native Stephen McKinley Henderson also scores as an aging reporter.
We don't know in the film how this Civil War began. Two states have already seceded, Texas and California. While traveling through West Virginia, the reporters see various militias with rifles shooting and killing whoever gets in their way. The impact of this film can't be underestimated.
This is an extremely well-made and violent thriller that doesn't make any political statements except to imply that our nation may not be as secure as we think.
Whatever your political persuasion or indifference, the sight of your own neighborhood turned into a battle zone is disturbing, in the way The Handmaid's Tale has been.
In a way, this movie is a salute to the intrepid photojournalists who embed themselves to bring us wartime insights. While watching, it would be understandable to have flashbacks to the footage we saw of the insurgents' January 6th siege of the Capitol. Writer-director Alex Garland has an uncanny gift for getting under a viewer's skin. Civil War is disturbing, but worth seeing. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.